Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. C.S. Lewis once said, "Friendship is born at the moment one person says to another, 'What? You too? I thought I was the only one.'" Our guest today is a friend of many people. One thing that sets her apart is that she moves with ease among people of high visibility and people who may not be a household name. All the while, her gift of communication facilitates bringing out the best in others. When you meet her and hear her, you feel hopeful. We want to let you know the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is because we believe God has given us the privilege of leading you closer to Jesus Christ. When your moment comes, will you be ready for it? Did you know that right where you are at this time in your life, whatever it is, whatever you might be going through, the Lord is moving. He is at work within you and even around you. And if you would like to know more as we go along in this show, what it means or how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and go ahead and click on the Get to Know Jesus tab, and I have a special video there that we prepared just for you. Originally from Michigan, Kathy Nance moved to Hawaii 34 years ago. She's been married for 32 years. She's a national award-winning hairstylist, a professional artist, a talk show host of the Chatty Kathy Show. She's an avid sportswoman, and she even graduated from International College and Graduate School. She's married to Jim, and she's here with us in studio. Kathy, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. I feel very encouraged. As you know, I have a huge smile on my face hearing you talk about me. It felt good. Thank you.
Kathy, what was it like growing up in Michigan?
Well, actually, we grew up in many places. Every 6 months, we moved from Michigan to California, usually. And there were seven of us, and we were very poor. And sometimes we lived in tents, sometimes in cars. And we just, the thing that was most consistent was that we had no money. So, and we were pawned off on acquaintances that my parents met, not so much family because maybe they were tired of us, I don't know. But it was a hard life, yet it didn't seem hard at the time. But looking back, I know it was a hard life. But we were resilient, and I, to this day, anything that I have acquired, I'm very thankful, mm-hmm. because I hate to waste. I like to save, and I just mainly just don't waste my money, mm-hmm. because I know how valuable it is. So that's kind of my background.
So you learned some inherent qualities. You gain some inherent qualities by your experiences.
Exactly.
There in Michigan. What is it that you, as you look back from your perspective now, mm-hmm. what is it that you appreciate most about those early years?
I guess it would be to be a survivor. Hmm. And the fact that we moved so often, I didn't enjoy that, I have to say. But it's... it made me a more well-rounded person to get along with lots of people. I had to just get in there quickly, meet people, and become friends, and then we'd move. And it wasn't because my dad was in the military. It was because he owed people money, and he would just take off. And so we'd start all over again. And that happened until I was maybe junior high. And for the first time, my family lived in a stable home, I guess you could say, because we stayed and in Michigan. But what I got from it is, well, that God, you know, he had his hand on us. All of us kids became Christians later in life. And my mom became a Christian 6 years before she passed away. And so I know he had his hand on us. And so just to see where God had me at one time and has taken me to where I am now, that would be what I learned the most.
You know, the complexities of our lives have many, many folds. Mm-hmm. And as you look back and you peel back one, two, or three of those different folds, who would you say in those early years influenced you most?
Okay, I can't really say that anyone in particular did. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I really even thought about it much. But I can look back and say my mother, because my mother, she worked as a waitress 14 hours a day to feed us, to keep food on the table, and to make sure we stayed together as often as possible. When she was dying, she was on life support. And I remember looking at her feet and her hands, and I was just staring and thinking, wow, those are the feet that... Okay, wait. Okay. Those are the feet that walked all those miles.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk. Okay. Okay. And then she carried like 40-pound trays, you know, as a waitress. Wow. And she eventually, her spine was messed up and she had surgery. But just, I guess my mother just working hard, trying everything she could to keep us fed. And so that, I guess my mother, a work ethic.
You know, when we look back at, for many, it's their mother.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it's some other person, some significant person in their life. Somewhere along the way, someone gave something up or gave a lot up for us to be where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, it's sometimes beyond the point where we can thank them because we realize it too late, you know?
Exactly.
And we wish we could have and expressed ourselves earlier. But I can feel that and I can see that, your appreciation for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you came to Hawaii, and that's a real, you know, I want to know what the journey was like. Here we're talking about Michigan, you
right.
grew up there, you had sort of a, you know,
gypsy life.
Yeah, very transient life,
transient,
right?
Yes.
So you moved from place to place, and you weren't in the military, right?
No, not at all.
But when we come back from our break, Kathy, I'd like for you to share with us a little bit about how you did
end up here.
You know, come to Hawaii, and some of the things that took place in you being here. But you know, before we do that, you know, I'd like to ask, you know, one more thing. In those years in Michigan, because there are people that listen that are from the mainland,
mm-hmm.
and are very close and have family there. Have you stayed in touch with people from Michigan? And have you stayed in touch with your family?
My family, absolutely. I mean, I'm very close with my sisters and my brothers, more so my sisters. And again, everyone's a Christian. So, but we're all over the place.
You know, that's another thing too, where the journey of faith. We all come from different backgrounds, and some are more transient than others.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we all go through stuff in life, and the fact that God is able to embrace us
mm-hmm.
through where we are, I'd like for you to share that. In fact, when we come back That's going to be the first thing I want to ask you. How did you come? How did Kathy Nance? How did Kathy Nance, the national award-winning hairstylist and painter and sportswoman and talk show host, how did she come to know the Lord Jesus Christ? It's a great question. I'm excited about the answer. And so should you be excited. And we throw out a question to you too, where you are in your life. If you haven't done so already, when will you come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Just like he loves Kathy. Oh, he loves you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Kathy Nance.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today. Some of you might know her as Chatty Kathy. She's Kathy Nance, and she's an award-winning, national award-winning hairstylist, a professional artist. She has her talk show program, Chatty Kathy, and a woman who loves sports, loves athletics. She also has a theological mind. She graduated from International College and Graduate School. And she's here to talk story with us. Before our break, we were kind of leading up to the question about Kathy, how did you become a Christian?
Okay. My older sister, Cindy, had moved to Hawaii, and she became a Christian 6 months after she was here, and then she started trying to get me to come over to live with her and her family. And I was resistant at first. But the Lord orchestrated things to get me over here. I'll spare you of all the details. And so 10 days after I arrived, I became a believer. Harold Dimmitt, he was my pastor at that time, took me through the Roman road. Okay. So, and I believed and got saved. And that night, this was December, I moved here December 7th, 1976, which is Pearl Harbor Day, as you know. And then on December 17th is when I became a believer. And, I went home to my sister's house read the book of James, and I remember thinking, wow, this is real. And the Bible says the Word of God is alive and active and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I can just look back and say, he was speaking to me. It was amazing to me. And then a week later, I went up to Camp Timberline for a retreat. And I was really shy at that time, didn't really talk much, was definitely afraid to be up in front of people. And so I was rooming with about 10, 18 to 19-year-old girls, and I was 18. And this one girl who had been raised in a Christian home, the next morning, we had family devotions, and I was with my sister and her family, and this girl joined our group. And afterward, my sister said, "Kathy, do you want to pray?" And I went, "What? No." Like, this is all new to me. Mm-hmm. I was not raised in a Christian home, no religious instruction whatsoever, none, zero. I didn't really even know who Jesus was really before that. And so I was afraid. And this girl goes, "Well, I'll pray." And then afterwards, I said, "Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't pray." And she goes, "Oh," and this is the truth, verbatim. She said, "Oh, you can't help it if you're stupid." And I went, "What?" Which was my fear my whole life growing up, was to be called that. And so I just ran. I ran. And I didn't know where to go because I'm up at Camp Timberline overlooking the ocean and just crying. And my sister found me along with Pastor Dimmitt. And then they, of course, talked to her. And so, you know, for people who are listening, not everybody is raised in a Christian home. And not everybody knows about Noah and Abraham and Jesus and, you know, you name it, Isaiah. And I was that person. I was very ignorant to religious things, the Bible, you know, all of it. And it stunted my growth, I have to tell you. And so I was a slow growing Christian. And I got married a few years later, and my husband had gone to International Bible College. And he said, "You know, you should go and learn about the Bible." And I did. And I went for about a year or so and then did other things. And then I got into hairdressing. So that's kind of...
You know, let's take a few steps back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 18.
Right.
You're making this transition from Michigan to Hawaii.
Right.
You 10 days after you get here, you come. That's when you accepted the Lord.
Right.
So, what was life like for you leading up to your transition to come here?
Okay, I was very. My family was not. How do I say it? The neighborhoods I lived in were drug neighborhoods, drinking, partying people, and I was always straight as an arrow. Just not because people told me to be that way, but just because that's what I chose to be like. And didn't swear, didn't drink. I've never smoked a cigarette, never done drugs. I'm very...
And you grew up with it all around
you. All around me, all around me. And so that's kind of what I was like. And I would say that I don't think... I guess I was self-righteous.
Just like your disposition as a child was sort of like that.
Yes. Okay. And I was fearful. I didn't want to try things and experiment. And I went to school where they said drugs are bad. And, you know, I just believed the instructors over kids my age who were trying marijuana and different things. Mm-hmm. I believed adults. I was a compliant person, I think. Mm-hmm. So, but then this, it's good you're asking this because this is my life. As far as even as a Christian, I was kind of self-righteous. And my older sister had said, "You know, Kathy, your sin put Christ on the cross as well." And I remember saying to her, "No, I mean, I really believe that." And yet I sinned like everybody else. I was born into sin. But I really had that concept that, well, I don't do this, this, and this, and this. Therefore, I'm okay. And so my whole walk as a Christian, God has at various times taken me through things that have been kind of hard, shaking me up a bit, entering into things that they're sinful. Okay, I mean, they are. And he's kind of cleaning me like a fish. You know, we're to be fishers of men. And he's taking me and he's cleaning me up. And it's been painful. But okay, I am going to trail off. So,
you know, Kathy, so you come to know the Lord. You're at camp.
Yes.
Pastor Dimmitt.
Yes.
And this gal makes a very disparaging comment that cuts to the core. And again, this is all part of your story. Let's take a look, if you would, about the gifts that you have. I mean, there are some artistic an artistic genius that God placed in you years ago. As he does, I mean, they're gifts that he gives to everyone. But in this case, you're walking in it, living. And how did you discover your artistry?
In second grade.
What happened?
I remember drawing a cartoon. It was a cartoon character named Dick Dastardly and mm-hmm. Penelope Pitstop. Okay, mm-hmm. And I remember just drawing with pens this character, and I thought, wow, it looks like the character. Huh. And so I always got things like, I got an etch-a-sketch as a kid, and uh-huh. I got paints by numbers. So my mother knew, I guess, I was kind of artistically.
You had something.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
And I drew in high school, I drew portraits just for fun.
Uh-huh.
Like I liked Joe Namath and Johnny Bench, uh-huh. so I would draw them. But I didn't take it seriously, really. It wasn't until much later in life. I had people say, oh, you draw well, you should consider this as a career. And I thought, no, I'm not interested. But it came about later.
You know, I've seen, or on Facebook, uh-huh. I've seen Namath.
Oh, my drawing, you mean?
Yes. And now they autographed it, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I
mean, it's that they looked at. See, there are many people in the world who probably tried to draw a Joe Namath. I don't think Joe Namath would sign his name on just any
picture. Piece of art.
Okay. Yeah,
and
piece of art, right?
I actually drew Joe Montana, and I had never even seen him play.
I saw that
play.
One too. Incredible.
Thank you.
Incredible.
So I had never even seen him play football, but my brother had said, Joe's coming to Hawaii, you should draw him, and you know. And so I did, and he actually said, this is the best I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they invited me to New Jersey. He and his assistant invited me to New Jersey, and Joe Namath was there. And I met all kinds of celebrities. It was no big deal to me. But when I met Joe Namath, and after I walked away, and I thought I was fine. My composure was fine. But when I walked back to this table where I was selling my artwork and trying to sign my name on my artwork for people who were purchasing my art, my prints of these celebrity athletes, I was shaking. It took me probably 5 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating, 5 minutes to settle down, because that was the guy who was on my wall as a kid. Uh-huh. I adored Joe Namath. Uh-huh. I don't know why. I love sports, and he was the guy. Uh-huh. And so, yes, for him to see my drawing and yeah. Okay.
So you discovered it? Mom reinforced it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yes.
So how did you get into becoming a hairstylist?
Well, that was accidental. I got a month before I got married. My husband needed a haircut before the wedding, and this woman cut his hair. And I watched her do it, and I thought I could do that. Even though I wasn't Little Miss Feminine. I wasn't a little princess girl. I never was into makeup and hair at that time, but I just thought I could do this. And so he needed a haircut. I did it, and it looked great. The next month, I butchered his hair, and I realized she had the talent and the skill to do it, and I was just trimming what she had done.
Uh-huh.
So I eventually just got really good at his hair. And then one day, a guy that I met said, hey, I need a haircut. Do you know where I can go? And I said, well, I cut hair. And I was nervous. And he goes, well, how much do you charge? I go, I don't know, $3. Okay, this was like so long ago. And I did a great job. And I did men's hair. And I was pretty good. Okay, so then I went to school and got credentialed. And then later I became, like, Canada and the U.S., there was this competition, I don't know what it was called, and I placed third in the nation. And then I went to London and trained at Vidal Sassoon Hair Academy and Tony and Guy Hair Academy and worked in a really nice salon here. But my hands quickly became damaged by perm solution and color to where I had to give up my career. It was really sad for me because I enjoyed it. I connected with people. I cut hair literally 7 days a week.
Wow.
After church, even I was cutting hair. I loved it. I dreamt about it. Mm. I would see strangers on the street and go, your hair would look good like this. I loved it.
Wow.
And even in hairdressing school, the teachers said, if you're an artist, you will be better than other hairdressers. And I thought, wow, I'm an artist. And if you do portraits, all the more. And I thought, wow, I do portraits. So I don't want to ego. This is not ego. I'm just trying to tell you what happened. And God just did this in my life. And when I would cut hair, I had probably 7, 8, 10 people a day where I'm talking with them and learning how to get out of my shyness and get into people's lives, and they would tell me everything about their lives. And then after I gave up my hairdressing, I went back to International College, got a degree in psychology because it was the natural progression mm-hmm. to get into people's lives. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of that.
You know, it's quite fascinating to see the process. And, you know, the discovery, the self-discovery, mm-hmm. the reinforcement of mom, but then how you cultivated that, you built that. You know, I do, when we come back, Kathy, I'd like for you to just give us a glimpse about what it is about the Lord Jesus that has meant so much to you. Because here we are, you're having to make a change from something you passionately love and are just, you know, you can have good and you add passion and good, and it takes it to a whole nother dimension of performance. But then something beyond your control, you know, your hands can't take it. But in the midst of that, and through your relationship with the Lord, what is the Lord? What kind of difference has the Lord made in the life of Kathy Nance? When we come back, you're going to hear it straight from her, heart to heart with you, really from God's heart to your heart, a heart of love and grace. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from Kathy Nance.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinena Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Kathy Nance, otherwise known here in these islands as Chatty Kathy.
In a good way.
In a good way. you know, Chatty Kathy, by the way, Chatty Kathy was a doll, right?
Exactly. She was my very first doll, actually. I was born in 1958, and she came out, I think, in 59. And I wasn't into Barbie. I was into Chatty Cathy and Charmin Chatty, her sister. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And so that's my personality.
I guess the difference.
She was the first talking doll, actually.
First talking doll.
Very first doll, yeah.
So the name was right on.
Yes.
And I guess the only difference maybe in a lot of ways is that your her name starts with a C.
And mine's a K.
And yours is with a K.
Right, exactly. So I didn't totally steal her identity.
But then you look like Charming Cathy, right?
Charming Chatty.
Yeah.
I do look like her. The hair color, she has a little smirk on her face, and I always have a smirk. It's just my personality, I guess.
You know, before our break, we were talking about what does Jesus mean to you, Cathy? Maybe if you can take us back. Already we know some of the backdrop of, particularly in your professional career as a hairstylist, as an artist, you know, just the chemicals, you know,
right.
You know, we're going to be a hindrance to you, preclude you from continuing on in something that you passionately love.
Right.
But now take us, you know, you and Christ, what difference has Jesus made, and how has he used people, certain mentors that he's brought into your life?
Okay, well, basically, I'm very outgoing, and I like people a lot. I really do. I want to hear their story and be a listener to them. And but I'm also reserved. I'm not real physical, I guess. And so one day at Bible college, there was a professor named David Needham, and he wrote a book called Birthright, Christian, Do You Know Who You Are?
Mm-hmm.
And this is heavy theological stuff, and this is at a Baptist school, okay? Mm-hmm. And this professor would just all of a sudden, during the class, break out into this communication with God. It would just be like Jesus walked into the room, and he mm-hmm. starts talking to him. Mm-hmm. And all of us are witnessing this, all these students. And every day, we were crying in his class, just observing this man of God who's teaching us the Word of God. And again, heavy theological stuff. I mean, a lot of information about God's Word. And we couldn't even talk. Guys were crying. Mm-hmm. I'm crying, broken up, and thinking that guy is tight with the Lord. Mm-hmm. He is really tight, and he was frail. And he was just like, that's all I can say. And for myself, like people like that are examples to me. And I've learned to be more, how can I say? Like God has been changing my heart, making me more receptive, cleaning me out, getting rid of the self-righteous attitude. Like I said earlier, allowing me to go down roads that for myself, I just go, oh, Cathy, you could do better than that. And breaking my heart. I wasn't much of a crier before, kind of walled off, I'd say, mm-hmm. emotionally. And just for a couple of years now, I have been literally crying so often, and you know, and going into things that I don't even have words to describe it. But I will just tell mm-hmm. you this. Okay, mm-hmm. What does the Lord mean to me? Well, He died for me. And that's an amazing thing to me. And even just Easter, we just had Easter a few months ago, and just watching the Passion of the Christ and seeing what he did. And every time I would watch these scenes on TV, then when they re-showed the Passion of the Christ, and he's like looking into the camera, I'm just thinking, wow, my self-righteousness put him on the cross. You know, when God looks down, he sees Christ's righteousness, and our righteousness is as filthy rags. And yet, why hold on to that? Why should I want to hang on to stuff that is just so filthy? It's just my righteousness is that. And realizing that and just abandoning that stuff, just going, it doesn't matter if I don't do this or do that. What matters is my heart. And, you know, and God's transforming me and making me more like his son. And that's what I think, you know, that's what he means to me. Mm-hmm. I'm being transformed mm-hmm. by the Lord.
Transformation, and transformation takes place. There is a process that we go through
mm-hmm.
in that, in order for that to happen. And you're going through stuff right now. We are all going through stuff. And, you know, God customizes stuff. Some of the stuff,
in quotes.
You know, we wish we didn't get into. We thought we were it was good to get into it for whatever reason. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, I love C.S. Lewis's quote where he said, "What? You too? I thought I was the only one." You know?
Exactly. And, you know, I think to myself,
that's how friendships begin.
But see, if you, really, for being, again, a self-righteous person or a person who has been religious their whole life, you know, they might be a Catholic, a Mormon, a JW, whatever, a Jew, you know, even a Christian who's been raised in a Christian home. I've really had time to think about and analyze my life. And I think, how does God get self-righteousness out of a person's heart? They have to go through stuff. And to be broken and having that stuff just ripped out of them, because it's meaningless. It really is. I mean, I don't know if I'm being articulate enough, but, you know, I've always, as a Christian, loved the Word of God, studying it. I used to study it literally 6 hours a day. I would just have devotions, pray, learn to know the Lord, experience the Lord in my life. Pray. I took that scripture about pray ceasing, you know, pray without ceasing. I took it literally. Mm-hmm. If I were going surfing, I was still praying, and learning theological issues and going to Bible college, all that stuff. And even in my falling away periods, mm-hmm. I will tell you, I would still listen to maybe 4 sermons a day. Mm. Like that's what it. I can't explain. I feel fed. But I was like hearing the Word of God, but I wasn't doing the Word of God. And, you know, I would tell myself, Kathy, if you would just open up the Word on your own and read and study and pray and get into your devotions, spend time with the Lord, not just hearing pastors preach the Word, but you get back into it. Mm-hmm. I will change you. But I wouldn't do it. I wanted to hang on to my stuff, and I go, no, because I know he will change me, because I know there's power in this. I do.
And indeed.
It sounds crazy.
There is power. And you've gone through, you know, process, change.
Right.
Now, you have a TV talk show.
You're right.
The Chatty Cathy Show. How did you get the idea to start this TV program?
Years ago, I was... I would listen to shows on the air, you know, the radio, and I thought, oh, I could do that. You know, again, that's what I do though. I watch people do what they do, and I think, oh, I could do that. And so I venture out into it and see if the Lord stops it or continues it. And so I just did that. I thought I can go and talk. And I thought I wanted to do radio at first because no one would know my identity. I could say whatever I wanted, and I could have like an artificial name, and it wouldn't matter, like Chatty Cathy. Mm-hmm. And then somebody thought, well, you know, they said, well, you should do TV instead. You're kind of animated. You should do TV. And so I went over to Alelo, and I did TV. And that's where I got the idea to do a radio show. I mean, a TV show, and just to talk with people.
Now, who have been some of your guests?
Who have been, let's see, Kevin Sorbo. He's an actor, a friend of mine.
Isn't Kevin Sorbo Hercules?
He is Hercules, actually, yes. And he has fans all over the world. They love him, adore him. But he was in a movie called Soul Surfer, and a friend of mine, Arlene Newman, Van Askren, she was in the movie Soul Surfer, and she said, hey, you should interview Kevin Sorbo. And so she arranged it, and so I did, and it was great. I did research on him, and he was very comfortable. Very easy to talk to.
Now, how many talk show hosts have the bragging rights of saying, hey, I interviewed Hercules?
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe, I have no idea. Especially in his heyday. I mean, he's a very down-to-earth guy. And he's a Christian. Also, Rusty Humphries, he has a nationally syndicated radio talk show. And I got to interview him and Michael Medved, another guy who has a talk. I've interviewed him a few times.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank. Tony Curtis. Wow. Elliot Gould.
Wow.
Ray Lewis. Tashina Arnold. I mean, just different people.
Wow.
It's great. And the Lord just puts me into these little situations, and it just sort of happens. And they don't make me nervous, so I just can talk to them.
Yeah, Kathy, what have you learned about people? I mean, you're mentioning names
right.
that are so notable. But what have you learned about people? Maybe something that amazes you about people, these that you talk to and that you have on your show?
Well, and okay, because I do like people, and I do like to get right in and find out who they are. That I want to know. I want to learn not only the Bible, but people, about people. But, you know, recently, basically everybody goes through stuff. That's what, the number one thing. As Christians, sometimes if you're a new believer, you look at leadership or whatever, people who are teaching the Bible studies or the nursery or whatever, and we tend to think, oh, they are on a different level than we are. But they're not. Mm-hmm. They're just not. Okay, that's number one. I learned not too long ago, actually. But anyway, here's the thing that God's been doing with me recently. And, you know, like the scripture about look at the log in your own eye first, you know, before you try to take the splinter out of your neighbor's eye. That's really real to me. And let me explain why. Different people that I might engage with, they might say, do something that kind of frustrates me. And I think, okay, I don't have tolerance for this. This is in the past, actually. And I think to myself, gosh, I wonder if that's in my life. Mm-hmm. Okay, I need to look at myself. And so I would ask my friends or family, do I do this particular thing? And they go, no, not at all. But then I start thinking, well, I wonder if I do things that are similar to other people that I need to work on. And so lately what I've been doing when I talk to different friends is when they're kind of complaining about people in their life, and I know that this is them, it's like so clear, I will say, Have you ever done anything where, you know, I kind of go back and say that. Like, look at yourself and ask, do I do anything that resembles this? Mm-hmm. Does somebody else have that reaction to me? Mm-hmm. And I'd say that would be the biggest thing lately. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, understanding people, that we all go through stuff. Seriously.
You know, Kathy, when we come back, I'd like to kind of launch from there and maybe get a little bit deeper from the standpoint of, you know, the development. Here you are from Michigan, living a lifestyle in its surroundings that were very challenging, and yet God gave you a cleanliness, a purity about you. And then you're in Hawaii, and of course you're cultivating these gifts that God has given, not only in communication, but in art. But as your career has progressed and developed, tough times, did you face any tough times? And if so, if you could just share a little bit about that with us when we come back from our break. What have they been? And how did God help you make it through? How did God help you to put pieces together again, or start anew, afresh, and move forward to where you are today? Because people are dealing with challenges. And God has placed you here at this very moment to speak into their lives. When we come back, Kathy Nance is going to speak some more out of her heart. Really, it's God's heart to you. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Chatty Cathy, Cathy Nance.
Hello.
And we're having a good time talking story and really letting you join us. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're very welcome to listen at the Good Life Hawaii radio show. If you want to find out more about our program and hear this show or want to invite someone else to listen, maybe you're listening and you're going, man, I wish my auntie heard this, or I wish my cousin, or I wish my daughter could hear this, or a friend, then just go ahead and say, you know what? You don't have to hear it just when they're play, when it's broadcast. You can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can access it 24/7 and you can get others to listen to it as well. If this is ministering to you like I believe it is, well, go ahead and share it with someone else and let this be a blessing to others. And you know, as we move along, you may sense that where you are in your life right now, that God is somehow touching you. Sometimes you can't even describe it, but you sense that there is something going on in your heart, in your spirit. It's like a quickening. It's becoming alive, and you're being sensitive to things that you haven't been sensitive to in a long time, or perhaps you've never been sensitive to it or aware of it and open to what God has for you. And you want to find out what it means to have a relationship with God. What does it mean to have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and go to the Get to Know Jesus. Just go ahead and click that, and we have something very special for you. But also, if you want to email, go ahead and email Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.org, or you can reach me on Facebook as well. Kathy?
Yes?
In the development of your profession,
mm-hmm.
Have you faced any tough times, some challenges along the way?
Absolutely. Well, first, my hands have been damaged. And mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, today they're all broken out. I still am affected by contact eczema from the hairdressing days. But I would say that, again, I have been going through different things over the last few years. And it's been very dramatic for me, and the Lord has been softening, I'd say, my heart mm-hmm. a lot. And I've been on this emotional roller coaster, you know, over the past couple of years. But I will say that, like, even just recently, I remember just crying. And again, this is something I didn't do before.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, one night just crying. And going into this is too heavy. I hope this is like, so I was in the bathroom wiping the tears off my face, like washing them off. And then I just was drying my face with the towel and I just started bawling again. And I mm-hmm. literally, not to sound mystical in any way. Okay. I don't want to come off like that. I'm very conservative. Okay. But I felt like the Lord was just holding me mm-hmm. and just like trying to comfort me, and it was dramatic for me. That's all I can tell you. Because mm-hmm. if anybody who knows me really well, they will know I'm not, that's not me. So.
you know, somebody today, Kathy, they're in that place, in a similar place, feeling like they don't, maybe they're kind of like you, you know, their response is such to a burden that they're carrying that's so overwhelming. They don't know how to express or how to describe what they're expressing. Mm-hmm. What would you say to somebody who's facing a challenge like that today?
Well, this morning I was kind of thinking about this poem I wrote, mm-hmm. 20 some years ago, and it's applicable to me today even. And again, it's the whole self-righteous theme. So the poem is, "I've worn rags of self-righteousness, clothed in all its uselessness. Where's the garment of praise as day slips into days?" And that's kind of where I've been. Again, this is God's doing this deep thing in my heart, trying to, like, to get, have joy and to have the garment of praise, mm-hmm. you know, for the spirit of heaviness. And how do you get that? You know, it's like, again, my life was pretty good here in Hawaii. I've led a great life. As a kid, I didn't, but as an adult, I have been lucky. I've gotten to be in a lot of sports and do my art and travel and go to college and just, I love my life. Mm-hmm. I would do 4 different sports a day. Everything I do, I enjoy life. But through this time where God's changing me and like I'm like this fish and he's cleaning me. Mm. And it hurts, and there's a scalpel, I'm on the operating table, whatever analogy you want to give to it, it's been really deep. And this is how he's taking this poison out of me, which is called self-righteousness. And I think for Christians, maybe people will relate on some level, because we get like that. Mm-hmm. You know, here we are, we're regenerate. You know, the Holy Spirit's living inside of us. God's transforming us. And in my case, it's just very apparent and clear because I held on to this stuff for so long. And it's being stripped away. I don't even want it. I want to see people as, hey, they're struggling. You know, so what that they used to be a drug addict or you name it. You can go down the list of all the things that we judge everybody on. And now I look and go, hey, I might not do heroin, but I'm doing other stuff. Mm-hmm. And my world's been shaken, okay? And I know that God has his hand on me. I mean, years ago, I wanted to go to see Beth Moore. I love learning the Bible. I just have to say, it motivates me, you know, it makes me feel uplifted. But I went to this, I wanted to go see Beth Moore, and I tried to go to various conferences that she was speaking in, mm-hmm. and it didn't work out. And I went to this one in particular, and I got to go for free. I won't get into the whole thing, but the Lord wanted me there. And when I arrived, there were 10,000 women at this event in San Francisco. And they escorted me to the front, and I was like in the second row. And Kay Arthur and Beth Moore were there right in front of me. And this place was, it was dramatic. The Spirit was there. And on the seat, it said, "Special Guest, Kathy Nance." Because I won't tell you how I ended up getting a ticket to it for free, but it's a great story. But I don't have time to get into it. But the worship was going on, and it was like it was happening to me. The music, and my heart was so far from God. Even though I wanted to go to this conference, it was far from God, and the Holy Spirit just was touching me. And anyway, that's the kind of stuff God's done with me. Just.
You know, it always is a cause of marvel for me to think of Christ and how, you know, the Son of God, perfect, and yet all the people who struggled and had pains and were cancers, so-called cancers to society, mm-hmm. whether it was outward or inward, had a draw to him. It was this strange connection that he had with people. And, you know, as you listen today, as Kathy shares from her heart, the Lord is using her and he's speaking through her to you to connect with your heart. There isn't anything so bad, so off, so weird that you've done, thought, or been in, or been through that God in his amazing love cannot embrace you and hold you and restore you right from where you are. What a marvelous God we serve. What a marvelous God we have. And Kathy, you have testified so well about the love of Almighty God. And we're very grateful for you being here with us today. Kathy Nance, talk show host, award-winning hairstylist, award-winning artist, and a child of God, beloved of God, and a blessing to us. You know, in the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Kathy. And we want to invite you to invite them to listen in and be inspired. You know, if you know a gripping story, go ahead and send it to me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. And again, like I said before, if you want to find out more about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org as well. Kathy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For being with us.
It was a blessing.
And
thank you.
Opening up your heart so freely, so generously.
Thanks.
Thank you. Here's a scripture for today. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Kathy Nance, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.